Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on the
Here at CGSF, the opportunities are endless. You can interview artists and bands, speak up for what you believe in, or even host your own show, and tons more. To find out more information, visit cgsf.ca.
Hi there. Welcome to The Arts Edge at CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby Mountain. And welcome to Falling in Love at the Movies. This evening's show will be featuring music and anecdotes of musicals and soundtracks of some of my favorite movies. From as far back as I can remember, I always loved musicals. My mother loved musicals. And so she brought musicals into the home through television, through singing, and the occasional outing to the movie theater. One of my earliest memories of falling in love with the movies is going to see A Star Is Born at the Stanley Theater on Granville Street in Vancouver. I had gone with my mom, and the movie had only been out for a couple of months, I think. And, it was so amazing. The music was amazing. The story was inspiring. And the love story pulled you in. The movie was a huge box office success. At the 49th Academy Awards, the film won Best Original Song with lyrics by Barbara Streisand and music by Paul Williams. Here is that tune now, Evergreen.
Soft as an easy chair, love fresh as the morning air, warm love that is shared by two. I found with you like a rose under the April snow. I was certain that our love would grow. Love ageless and evergreen, seldom seen by two.
Film, which was a remake of the 1937 original with Janet Gaynor and Frederick March, was adapted in 1954 as a musical with Judy Garland and James Mason. So now from the 1954 remake, here we have Judy Garland with The Man That Got Away.
Thank you. it up?
Yeah.
The night is bitter, the stars have lost their glitter, the winds grow colder, suddenly you're older, and all because of the man that got away. You has run off and undone you. That great beginning has seen a final inning. Don't know what happened. It's all a crazy game. Every trick of his, you're on to. But fools will be fools, and where's he gone to? The road gets rougher, it's lonelier and tougher. With hope, you burn up. Tomorrow he will turn up. There's just no let up. The live long night and day. Ever since this world began, there is nothing sadder than a one-man woman looking for the man that got away.
Sometimes when we see a remake in our time, we think that's the last remake. And it sits with you, especially if you loved the movie. Well, I thought that was the case with the 1976 remake starring Barbra Streisand and Kris Kristofferson, but that was not the case. In 2018, the movie was once again remade, starring Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. So now, from the 2018 version, here we have the blockbuster hit, Shallow.
Tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this modern world? Is there something else you're searching for? I'll fall in all the good times. I find myself longing for change, and in the bad times I fear myself. Thank you.
1976, just 1 month prior to the release of Streisand and Christofferson's A Star Is Born, ABC released the television movie Boy in the Plastic Bubble. The movie starred Glynis O'Connor and John Travolta, who hit the scene just 1 year prior with his comedic role of Vinnie Barbarino on Welcome Back, Kotter. The Boy in the Plastic Bubble was a fictional story based on fact and tells the story of a boy without a functioning immune system who lives in a room-sized bubble within his family home. Not to give away the ending, but the movie ends with another one of Paul Williams' hit singles, What Would They Say? Let's go to that now.
What would they say if we up and ran away from the roaring crowd and the worn-out city faces? Would they carry on and on when they found out we were gone? Or would they let us go? Would they tag along, or would they just leave us alone? We'd live in the country, leave us alone. We'd make it just fine, happy in a one-room shack, and we'd not look back. Now would we? What would they do if they found out we were through with the little lies and the downtown aggravations that we traded them away that we had hoped to share? Would they try to find out where we were all? Leave us alone. We live in the country. Leave us alone. We'd make it just fine, happy in a one-room shack, and we'd not look back. Now would we? Leave us.
alone, we'd make it just fine. What would they say if we up and ran away?
The following year, in 1977, Saturday Night Fever hit the theaters. It was an American dance drama film directed by John Badham, and it starred John Travolta and made him a star. He was a young Italian-American man who spent his weekends dancing and drinking at a local disco, and it was a great movie. It was a really great movie. I guess I would have been in grade 9, 10, and there was a local discotheque for teenagers. Well, it wasn't local. It was in Burnaby, the town next to Vancouver, where I lived, where I grew up. Sometimes my friends and I, we'd take the bus and we would go to Burnaby. It was the only teenage disco of its kind where you could go and dance. And there were a lot of people who learned all the moves, and it's a really cool memory. So now I have two songs from the movie soundtrack with music from the Bee Gees. Here we have Staying Alive, followed by How Deep Is Your Love.
Staying alive. Hey, SFU. Getting money back for all your empty or refundable bottles and cans just got a lot easier. Just sign up for Returned Express for free. You can bag your containers, tag the bag, and drop it through the window at the new Express and Go container in the East parking lot. Return It will count your containers and credit your refunds to your online account. Learn more at returnit.ca/SFU.
When I was in grade 10 in high school, Rex Smith hit the scene, and wow, I was pretty infatuated with him. He was such a, I wouldn't say he was an icon, but he was certainly, you know, teeny boppers really loved him. He was awesome. The movie was released on television, and I remember my friend Angie and I, we watched it, and she liked him too, but I was just head over heels with him. It's a coming-of-age film where a young girl who happens to go for guitar lessons realizes that her guitar teacher is a rock singer who she had just seen in a shopping mall weeks before, and he had sang to her. And so she's quite taken with him. And so it tells that story. And it's a delightful love story. I think a lot of teenage girls really, really fell for him after that movie came out, me included. And that year, he must have did like a tour. I don't know what the deal was, but he went around to different shopping malls in Canada and the States, and he happened to be in a local town near me. So I went with a friend and saw him outside of a record store. It was pretty exciting. So from the movie soundtrack, Sooner or Later, I have his hit single, which reached number 10 on Billboard Hot 100, You Take My Breath Away. Have a listen.
You, I don't know what to say. You take my breath away. You're every song I sing. You're the music that I play. And you take my breath away. You smile and it's okay. You take my breath away. Like water from a spring on a sizzling summer day. Oh, you take my breath away. Take my breath away, and I don't know what to say. Cause you take my breath away.